Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
It's possible to calculate how many dollars have been wasted in the state that could have been spent trying to figure out what would be the best way to reposition the university, what would be the best reorganization, and how you would actually do that. Right now, there's very little information and no evidence that much thought has gone into that.
You look at the demographics, something had to be done. This is a bold move by President Cross.
Is the upcoming restructuring of the University of Wisconsin system a bold move, something that had to be done because of changing demographics, or is it being rushed, put into place with little discussion and little thought? Those were the comments of UW-Marathon County Dean and UW-Marshfield Wood County Dean Keith Montgomery, whose new title is Regional Executive Officer, and also UW-Marathon County Professor of History Jeff Lee, shortly after UW System President Ray Cross announced his intentions last fall. I'm Glenn Moberg. Under the plan, the two-year colleges like UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield Wood County would lose their separate identities and become branches of the four-year universities, in this case, UW-Stevens Point. Exactly how would that work? What will be the new roles of faculty and students at the restructured institutions? How will they deal with the budget shortfalls that exist now? What will it mean for the cities and counties that have long viewed the two-year schools as exclusively their own? And what will be the role of the administrators in the new system? Here to shed some light on those questions are UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson, Dean Keith Montgomery, who also supervises UW-Barron County and UW-Marinette, and Kelly Wills, an Associate Professor of Theater Arts and Communications Arts at both UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield Wood County. We'd like to hear from you as well. What do you think of the proposed change? What do you think of the budget cuts that all three institutions have had to face? Are you a current or former student? Or are your kids going to school in Stevens Point, Marshfield, or Wausau? If you've got an opinion or a question, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Chancellor Patterson, Dean Montgomery, and Kelly Wills are here to answer those questions. Or you can put a comment on our webpage, wpr.org/route51, and I'll read it live on the air. And before we start, a caveat, as an employee of Wisconsin Public Radio, I am also an employee of the UW system. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of UW Extension, at least for the time being. Keith, we're going to start with you since we set up the show with your quote. You said, look at the demographics, something had to be done, and Ray Cross's proposal was a bold move. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look since about 2005, 2008, depending on the school district across northern and north central Wisconsin, high school graduating classes are down 20%. You know, there's nothing we can do about that. That was a result of demographic changes that started taking place 20, 25 years ago. So often it's presented from the top that people are getting older and retiring, but we're dealing with students that are coming in. There's just fewer students. And this isn't just an issue for a challenge for the UW system. This is a challenge for communities here. All across the Northwoods, I see it from Marinette to Rice Lake, that businesses are desperate for employees, and where are they going to get new talent from? And so this is just part, I think, of some larger changes that are taking place in this as part of Wisconsin.
A statistic I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, enrollment has dropped 32% at the two-year schools since 2010, and UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County have some of the worst declines.
Well, yeah. Now, of course, 2010, I will say, is an artificial high. That was right after the recession. There was a lot of kids that were staying closer to home. And also there was a very high non-traditional student enrollment as people weren't getting jobs. So they were coming to the UW, back to the UW to retool. So a big part of that decline is adult students between Marathon and Marshfield. Adult students that have gone back into the workforce, about 300 FTE, about 300 students, full-time students, have gone back into the workforce. So, you know, it's counter to things. Our enrollments generally run against the economy. When the economy's poor, our enrollments are up. So 2010 is a somewhat artificial benchmark to use. You know, if you go back to the early 2000s, obviously it doesn't look quite as dramatic as it actually has been.
Well, Chancellor Patterson, do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I certainly do. The dean is correct. The demographics are not working in our favor. But this is not a problem unique to Wisconsin. Most of the country is suffering from fewer students in high school. There are exceptions. There are growth in Texas and Florida and California. But a good portion of the country are seeing fewer students in high school. That means fewer students for higher education. And that then means, as the dean pointed out, a huge workforce shortage on the horizon. In some areas of the economy already, IT being an example, healthcare being another example, where there's those shortages are already critical. But in addition to that, demographics, unemployment in our country or in the state in Wisconsin is at an all-time low, a 30-year low, I should say. And when employment is low, enrollment in higher education goes down. So we have the demographics working against us and also the good news of unemployment being down. Everybody thinks that's good news, but it does have a very negative effect on educational systems.
I want to get into history professor Jeff Lee's comments at the top of the show. Kelly Wills, you've taught at all three institutions at UW-Marathon County, UW-Marshfield-Wood County, and UW-Stevens Point. Do you share the frustrations that Jeff Lee expressed, and he did express them shortly after this proposal was announced, that the proposal, in his words, was dictated from the top, little or no input from faculty or the administration, and little thought or reflection?
Sure. I mean, I think it seems very clear that many of the people who have been deciding this don't know how accreditation works. I mean, there are just sort of things that basic foundational understandings that I wish Ray Cross and others sort of understood before they proposed this idea. I think that that's a big factor. At this point, the merger is happening, and so we need to look forward. We need to be sort of focusing on what we can do versus how these decisions were made. But I think many of us wish that there had been more input from all sorts of stakeholders, not just businesses, not just the business community.
Well, former UW College's Chancellor Bill Messner wrote in a column, I'm concerned with the seeming haste to proceed with this complex reorganization. The system administration is excluding key constituents in the college's local communities, and I'm fearful that irreparable damage will occur as a result of this process to the academic quality of these campuses. So, Keith Montgomery, Bernie Patterson, how do you react when people give you the understandable observation that this decision was pushed through from on top with very little input from students, faculty, or administrators? And UW Colleges and UW Extension Chancellor Kathy Sandeen was apparently informed only a few days before it happened.
I think these are all fair points that can be made. But that's looking backwards. That's looking to the past. And we have a lot of work in front of us and a lot of opportunity in front of us as well. And so we need to pull together and focus on the future. We could spend all morning talking about the past, and that's not going to advance the situation here. So we need to be thinking about how are we going to do things differently. One thing is for certain, I've said this often on campus, if you keep doing it the same old way, you're going to get the same old result. And right now, the enrollment down on in the Marathon County campus is 51%, and in Marshfield, it's down 47%. And if that trend continues, there won't be any students in class. And so things have to change. Now, we can argue about how the change came about. That's a different conversation. But what I want to focus on is where we're headed in the future.
And one thing Jeff Lee did say in that interview is that some things might work out really well. He said that even though the two-year schools were losing their separate identities, that they could reap benefits from their association with the four-year schools, and Lee hoped that it would mean four-year courses being offered here. Keith Montgomery, your thoughts on that.
let me, if I may, just go back a second there, Glenn, because, you know, earlier this week, the Barron County Board, which is UW-Rice Lake, they passed a very strong resolution in support of this. So they recognize the kind of benefits that Chancellor Patterson is talking about. And one of the other benefits, I think, is stability. If yes, it's true that our enrollments have declined considerably since 2010. Same is true of Marshfield. But if you look back over the past 30 years, you'll see that our enrollments are very volatile. I mean, I was looking at Marshfield this morning. There was a two-year period in which the enrollments went down 20%, and then another 2 years they went up 20%. By this change of control that's taking place here, what you're going to see is if you add our enrollments to Stevens Point's enrollments, you actually get much greater stability. It sort of smooths off the volatility that you would expect in a small campus, and that is going to make it actually less stress. It's going to make it easier to manage programs here for the long term. So even just the simple arithmetic, if you like, is in favor of this. And the other piece of arithmetic here, and I know Chancellor Patterson, we had spoken about this last Tuesday when folks visited your campus and you hosted faculty and staff, is also the arithmetic of the budget. I mean, there's only so long that you can go with a deficit. You have to take care of that. And so I think it is a bold move. And actually, and then right now we're seeing some of the benefits and figuring out how this is going to work into the future.
And Kelly Wills, do you see some opportunities as well as some challenges here?
I do. I certainly hope so. And right after this happened, I met with the dean of students at UWSP. We are friends from different sorts of projects we've worked on in the past. And he had asked, you know, what do your students need? And that's the first time I think anyone has asked me what my students need. That is so heartening to hear that that is a concern. I gave him a list of about 25 things I think our students need on our campuses in terms of the ways in which we've been cut in terms of advising and tutoring, mental health counseling, all sorts of things. And so if there's a way for us to pool resources and for a way for us to sort of generate creative ideas about how we can solve these problems, I am all for that.
Bernie Patterson, is it possible that we'll see four-year courses being offered at UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County?
It's certainly possible. We're looking at what courses would and what degree programs would be most needed in these communities. Maybe even graduate courses might even be more likely. Those are being explored as well in both Wausau and Marshfield.
Now, if you're a student from out of state and you apply and get accepted at UW-Stevens Point, would you really want to travel to Wausau or Marshfield to pick up a four-year course offering? You know, there are logistical things that come into mind.
Oh, yes. And in that situation, you'd be trying to offer the same degree on both campuses. The graduate programs that we're exploring might be only offered in Wausau or only offered in Marshfield. So there's not, and with graduate degrees, there's not the general education issues and all the other complementary courses that go along with it. It's a much easier cohort to manage.
Well, Keith Montgomery, you taught at UW-Marathon County before you became the regional dean. That's really a big change for this institution, if you can imagine us offering graduate courses instead of just sort of being an introductory to higher education for the first 2 years.
Yeah, so I think we see advantages at both ends here. I mean, you talk about graduate education, I see the advantage for the community and for North Central Wisconsin. I think that's important to focus on what the community, what these communities need. And I'm not sure that necessarily until Chancellor Patterson came in as chancellor and with his rural communities initiative, I'm not sure that people were asking what the communities needed of the UW. So I think that that's a change actually in the past 8 years or so that we've seen. But it's not just graduate programs. You know, we already have an admissions collaboration with UW-Stevens Point, where UW-Stevens Point recruits some students down in, let's say, the southeastern part of the state. Maybe they're not quite qualified. They need some developmental courses. They come here, and then they go to Stevens Point. And so these students are willing to come here. And Marshfield also, it's a great environment for them to nurture their academic credentials and then move on to Stevens Point. So I think at one end, graduate courses, at the other end, we can actually complement each other very well.
An important point that we'd want students to know and parents of students and those who are thinking about enrollment is that this coming year, the curriculum is going to be exactly the same as it has been. So it will be, I hope, a seamless transition for the students. So if you're thinking about coming to school or if you want to re-enroll, just follow the normal process that you always have, and things will work out just fine.
If you just joined us, we're talking about the University of Wisconsin reorganization with Chancellor Bernie Patterson of the UW-Stevens Point, also Keith Montgomery, who is a regional executive officer and also the dean at UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County, and Professor Kelly Wills, who has taught at all three institutions. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you've got some questions about how this transition is going to work out, this is your chance to talk to the people people who can answer that. 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on our Route 51 webpage. That's wpr.org/Route 51. Bernie Patterson, it's been several weeks now. Where are we in the process? When will all this take effect? And what steps are being taken now to make it happen?
Well, most of November and December, we're taking up with completing the necessary paperwork for our accreditors. We're regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. It's headquarters in Chicago, and their requirements have been extensive. And so it's been all hands on deck to get that done. And system submitted one application for all seven institutions, and that was submitted this past Monday. And so we're waiting to see how our creditors react to what has been provided to them. So that's the big first step. And now we turn our attention to addressing the details of all this, how this is going to work. We have organized for our region a transition team that has representation of faculty, staff, students, and community members. And under them will be a number of project teams, whether it's about enrollment or curriculum or student services or financial aid. All those will be different project teams, and those are now being populated and will be rolling up their sleeves to get to work.
And how is this going to affect student access, affordability at the two-year schools, and also the tenure status of faculty at the two-year schools? Those are concerns that faculty members have brought up before.
Oh, certainly. Well, tenure, for example, will certainly continue. We're going to honor tenure. If you're tenured at one of the two-year campuses, you're tenured. And if you're a historian and you've taught history, then you're going to be part of the history department at Point. So that's going to be pretty simple. Access will continue for sure. Our state needs a way of admitting students that may not actually be quite ready for admission to the university. That portal will still continue, and that will be a part of the mission of the two-year campuses, regardless of what name might be out on the street. And so that will continue. And at least in the short term, the pricing structure will continue. I don't know what it will be, 5 years from now. But in the short term, that pricing structure for the courses that are currently offered on the two-year campuses will continue. New courses will be a different price, of course.
So admission here will be a bargain.
Oh, yes, it is. It is, and that bargain will continue in the foreseeable future.
Kelly Wills, what are the concerns faculty members have about the transition, the things you'd like to see the administration address?
I think our concern is always our students, and if this will solve the problem of the ability to give them the services they need. Right now, with budget cuts for every year since I've been a faculty member, we've seen those services decline. And so making sure that our students are best served is always our number one priority. And so obviously the big question around the merger is this going to solve the problem of the fact that we are hemorrhaging funds, right? And that question hasn't really been answered. We're going to try our best. Enrollments are a part of it, but retention is also a huge part of this conversation, that one that is rarely addressed in these conversations. So we want to make sure that we are able to retain students by giving them the services that they need, giving them the courses that they need, making sure they have access to a tutoring center, making sure they have access to mental health services and advising. And so those are really big issues that we want to make sure are addressed, and that we're not losing students, even if we gain them in the first semester, that we're not losing them the second semester because we don't have the services to support them. We have a lot of first-generation college students who need really, really strong support services. And if we don't have those, they're going to drop out, right? And so, again, we may get their tuition dollars in the first semester, but if they're dropping out, then we're not retaining them and we're not doing them a service either.
Well, what kind of budget challenges, Bernie Patterson, does UW-Stevens Point have this year and next?
Significant. Our enrollment is down as well, and that means less tuition. And then tuition prices have been frozen. And then a reduction in our state support of 25% in the last 4 years. When you roll all those together, we're cutting our budget $2 million this year and $2.5 million next year.
So that's really significant. Will this consolidation with the two-year schools make your budget difficulties better, worse, or not change them much?
That's all yet to be determined. Our goal is to make it better for sure. For all three campuses and for the community. We have an opportunity to build something really unique here, something that will serve this Central Wisconsin like we've never been able to do before. And that's our goal, that's our mission, and that's what we're sticking to.
Yeah, what about the concerns Kelly Wills just brought up about the things that are important to faculty members and the students?
The student services that Kelly was talking about are a major concern. The colleges, just like Point, suffered a huge reduction in state funding as well as reduction in enrollment. And they had to deal with that, and they did. But the result was a cutback on student services. A lot of things were regionalized, and there's less advising, there's less mental health counseling, all those sorts of issues. And so we're looking to see how we can rebuild some of that, although our resources to do so are going to be quite limited.
Keith Montgomery, what does this mean for you and your role?
I just want to say that the administration is concerned about students too. I don't think this there's a fence between us on this issue. And we do have mental health counseling on both campuses. It's paid for by student segregated fees. It was the system determined that our basic primary health care wasn't, you know, medical as in primary health care, but was mental health counseling. So the student can walk in, make an appointment, and get the counseling that they need from actually an independent counselor, a community business that we contract that to. There's no question that regionalization did work in the sense that it did balance our budget. There were some things I think we probably did cut back a little too much on, and it's maybe some student advising is one, but it's not so small. It's not such a huge deficit there, but it needs some tweaking. I think recruiting needs tweaking.
We just went through this reorganization, the regionalization, 2 years ago. I mean, this is change happening on top of change.
Change on top of change, as I said, I think, in that interview also. It's true that since then we haven't had GPR cut. We haven't had a cut in state tax support. But there's been further change, not just in high school enrollments, but there's also been a big change in the alignment between education and the economy. I mean, you see this taking place in high schools now with academic and career planning taking place. They're really trying to create pathways for students. You hear a lot of people saying you don't need a four-year degree. No, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that. You know, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that, but it certainly means that there's other considerations are being sort of factored in here in education.
All right, now here's my tough question for you: What is this going to mean for your role? Will you still be the dean of the two campuses in this region, or are they going to eliminate your position?
I don't know, and you know what? I'll just roll with the punches. I mean, right now I'm what they call an at-will employee, right? I could be terminated tomorrow. So I just roll with the punches.
We are talking today on Route 51 about the future of the UW system with Bernie Patterson, the chancellor at UW Stevens Point, Keith Montgomery, the dean and regional executive officer for UW Marathon County, UW Marshfield Wood County, also UW Barron County and UW Marinette, and Kelly Wills, associate professor of communication arts and theater arts. She's taught at all three institutions. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 webpage. That's wpr.org/route51. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Marathon County Administrator Brad Carger about the special relationship between counties and the two-year colleges. But first, a short break, and here's a song about school days by the Kinks.
The happiest days of your life, but we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. Now I wish I had the strength, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. Oh, school day.
Parker going back to school days and taking us into our next segment of Route 51 as we talk about the restructuring of the UW system with UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson, UW-Marathon County, and UW-Marshfield Wood County Dean Keith Montgomery, and Kelly Wills, an Associate Professor of Communication Arts and Theater Arts, and she's taught at all three schools. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on our website, wpr.org/route51, and I will read it live on the air. Let's go to Wayne in Marshfield. Wayne, you're on Route 51.
Good morning. I have a simple solution. I hear the pain that our institutions are suffering. We have an election this fall, and the present administration has continually squeezed the life out of public education, higher education, the roads. We need to vote different people in Madison so they don't constantly cut taxes and thus squeeze the life out of rural America, rural Wisconsin. So that would be my message to the public. We can do something about this, get more money into our institutions by putting different people in charge in Madison. Thank you.
All right, Wayne, thank you so much for the call. And on that subject, let me read a quote from an article by a Stevens Point-based columnist, Bill Berry. He wrote that the institutions are suffering from what he called withering cuts in state support. He said the current governor and many legislators have used our public universities as punching bags over the past decade. Some have acted with outright malice toward the universities. This is a quote. And he says this is piled on top of almost a half century of dramatic declines in state support. The same lawmakers, he says, then cynically complain about rising tuition costs. Bernie Patterson, Keith Montgomery, can either of you comment on the politics of this situation, or do you have to be good soldiers here?
I can comment.
I don't really see any. I'm not. You know, I'll take this one. you know, if you look at state support over the past 40 years, there's been a decline of close to $500 million in the past 17, and it doesn't matter. That was evenly split between Democratic governors and Republican governors.
Kelly Wills?
I think the problem is that we as workers in higher education have done a great job of making ourselves irrelevant. I mean, we have not – it's demoralizing having to convince the public that we matter and that our students matter. But when we publish in journals that two people in our departments read, when we're not working on public scholarship, when we're not reaching out to our communities, it's really hard for the average person in Wisconsin to want to fund higher education. So we need to do a better job of talking to the public and talking to our neighbors about the value of higher education and the value that it serves so many of our students. And I think that part of that is on us. Obviously, it's been devastating. Again, I started teaching in 2009. I've never known a year where we haven't had cuts. Every year we keep saying it can't get worse, and it gets worse. We wouldn't be in this situation had we not had years and years of cuts, again, like Keith said, from Democrats and Republicans. It's been easy to cut higher education because people don't see a value in it like they do in other aspects. And that's sad, and that's nationwide, right? This is not just in Wisconsin. Many people are no longer because we've lost state funding. Tuition has. I mean, I think the problem is too, people don't understand how budgets work. And so, if you look at the 1950s, let's say it cost $100 to run an institution. $50 of that was paid by the state, and the rest was made up by tuition dollars. Now we're in 2018. It costs a lot more than $100, you know, hypothetically, to run an institution. And so now we have about 17%, $17. Where does that extra money come from? Well, you raise tuition, right? And so, again, when your entire institution is so dependent on tuition dollars, you're not going to make the greatest decisions for faculty, staff, and students. Never. I mean, when it's all about the bottom line, I can't tell you how many committee meetings I've been in where it's a curriculum and budget meeting, and the entire focus is on money and how we can sort of figure out what courses are going to be the most highly enrolled, because we need to make sure we can pay for it, versus what courses do students need versus what courses are best for students. And so it's incredibly difficult to be working under a constant fear of what are we going to cut next.
Chancellor Patterson, you've had significant cuts at UW-Stevens Point. You mentioned that you've got $2 million that you're dealing with in this budget, $2 million in the next budget. Are you to the point where you're cutting into the bone?
Oh, we certainly are. There will be fewer choices for students. There will be fewer opportunities for them to select a major. There will be less services. I mean, there's no way about no way of getting around that. When the system was formed in 1971, about 50% of the budget from at Point came from state support. Today, that number is 13%. And so that gives you an idea about why tuition has gone up so much in the last several years. It certainly has.
What about some of your departments? The fine arts department, we always hear that arts is the first thing to go. You've lost some teachers. They haven't been replaced. I hear that morale is a problem there right now.
It is, and I think it probably is lots of other places as well. I'm perplexed, though, why people fail to see the value of an education. If you look at what's happened in our economy since the recession, during the recovery, the jobs that led the recovery were jobs that required education beyond high school, some form of higher education. Matter of fact, those jobs numbered over 9 million new jobs that required some kind of education beyond high school. At the same time, conversely, 6.3 million jobs were lost that required only a high school education. And we're expecting in the future 62% of the jobs in Wisconsin are going to require something beyond a high school education. And that's significant. And when you look at unemployment, the unemployment rate of individuals with only a high school education is twice that of the unemployment rate of those with college or some degree of learning beyond high school. You look at the per capita income in Wisconsin, it's less than Minnesota, it's less than the national average. You look at the degree attainment rate in Wisconsin, it's less than the national average, and it's less than Minnesota.
So higher education is something we should be doubling down on, not cutting.
Absolutely.
Phil on Twitter at Route 51 Show asks, why could one hope that future UW decisions solicit and consider input from faculty, staff, and employers? Is this a rhetorical question? Is there really an answer to it?
Did you say, I think both Marshfield and Wausau will probably be holding some community focus groups in the coming couple of months?
We certainly plan to do that.
And you've done that, actually, in Marshfield?
Yes. Well, we've already had...
And you've put some community input organizations together, too, correct?
Yes. We've already been meeting with community and business leaders, both in Wausau and Marshfield. Those meetings have already started, even before the holidays, and we're organizing community advisory groups in both communities. And so we're trying to engage the constituents of both faculty, staff, students. You find them all represented on our transition team, as well as community members and alumni. So we know we'll make better decisions if we have a number of people weighing in with different points of view.
There, on that subject, there is a special relationship between county governments in Wisconsin and the university's two-year colleges. It goes back 60 years. We're going to discuss that relationship in just a couple of minutes. But to give us some background and his perspective, here's Marathon County Administrator Brad Carger in an interview that I recorded yesterday.
The relationship is that the state provides all of the program that goes within the facilities, and the county provides all of the facilities.
And how far back does this relationship go?
Goes back to 1957. Marathon County was the first to adopt the college system.
Is there anything in writing? Is there a contract? And if so, what does it stipulate in terms of your obligations to the school and the school's obligations to the county?
There is a contract, and it's typed on a manual typewriter, and I do have a copy of it. The expectations are that we provide the facilities and that the state provide the programming and that we agree to cooperate with each other to put forward the best academic program that we can.
Do you or any of the county board members have any concerns about the loss of identity for the school as it merges with UW-Stevens Point? It'll no longer be UW-Marathon County. It will be UW-Stevens Point at Marathon County.
I can only speak for myself. My concern is that UW-Marathon County, whatever it is named, stays open because I believe it provides access to people that would otherwise not have access. Some of them are not academically prepared to enter a four-year college, and UWMC has provided them those opportunities to become prepared. I think it is a lower-cost institution, and I think that there are some people who are constrained just by the half-an-hour drive it would take to go to UW-Stevens Point and would not have another option. And what they name it, I know that there are a lot of people, and maybe people on the county board who care a lot about that. I don't.
When this was being discussed, the county executive for Fond du Lac County, Ellen Bushell, said losing the campus identity here could jeopardize county board support for future investments in new facilities. UW-Fond du Lac, the county there, borrowed to finance a $12.9 million university center 17 years ago. Do you have any similar concerns?
I think that if we didn't do an educational program with the board and constantly remind them of the important role that UWMC plays in our community and how critical it is that we maintain our funding relationship with the state or that program won't exist, that could be an issue. But to me, and a lot of people haven't had a chance to talk about it, I don't think the name makes that much difference.
Finally, how important is UW-Marathon County to the economic and cultural vitality of Marathon County in the greater Wausau area?
I think it's a tremendous asset. I think that the loss of UW-Marathon County would be unthinkable. I think that we would have people here who have all of the talent to advance to higher career aspirations. I think that Sarah Rudolph's theater and music programs bring a great cultural vitality, and I think the students themselves bring vitality to our community. I think that a closure and just asking people to go to Stevens Point would be unthinkable.
It's Marathon County Administrator Brad Karger, who said repeatedly in that interview, "I don't care what you call it, but UW-Marathon County must stay open in Wausau," because in his words, the loss would be unthinkable. I'm going to ask all of you for your reaction to those comments, starting with you, Bernie Patterson.
I absolutely agree with Brad. Our goal is not only to keep this campus open, to make sure it is a thriving enterprise here. And that means maybe doing things differently. Well, not maybe. It will require doing things differently. And so that's our focus. What can we bring here? What can we develop here? How can we do it differently, whether it's times, the days that we offer the courses or the days of the week we offer the courses or what courses are offered or what we name the place? All that is on the table. Our goal is to serve our students in this community. And for whatever we have to do, we've got to keep this place open.
Keith Montgomery?
Yeah, I mean, that's one point we should have made it from the start, is that, you know, as President Cross said, one option was to close campuses. And this new relationship keeps campuses open. But also, just, you know, as you know, Glenn, we're sitting here in the Center for Civic Engagement. We've got Wisconsin Public Radio here. We've got continuing education right now in the room just along the hallway here. There's about 20, 25 folks from local businesses taking a course in social media. And we got the theater right here. We just hosted all these high school students in it this morning. We hosted the county in it earlier this week. So this actual building also embodies much of what Brad said about the relationship between the county, the UW, and the community. And there's no question about it that 60 years ago, communities were looking not just for academics, not just looking for a pathway for their sons and daughters, but they were also looking for what they saw as other enrichment that UW brought to the community, whether it was cultural programs, personal enrichment programs. We just had 240 seniors in our campus last week. It would turn away 40 in a program called Good Ideas, which is a three-day college experience for seniors that we have every year. So there's no question about it. These campuses do engage with the local community, and I'm really pleased at Chancellor Patterson's comments about recognizing that, but also bringing some new opportunities to these campuses too.
Kelly Wills.
I mean, if you look at economies around the country, the ones that do the best have usually have a college or university in their cities, right? And so we know that that is a huge boost to the local economy. And we know that it's great for students. One of the biggest concerns with the merger was, are students going to still have the differential tuition? Are they going to be able to go to Marathon and Marshfield for the same price? Because, again, if we price out students, then what are we doing? We have a very distinct mission. We want to make sure that they still have access to a career and not just to a jobs training program, but an actual career and something they can use for the rest of their lives.
And Carter also mentioned the importance of the theater program here with Sarah Rudolph and Tim Buchholz's music program. Bernie Patterson, are those things going to continue at the individual campuses, the theater arts?
We certainly hope so. We don't know yet even what all the pieces are. So what positions are going to be there, which ones are vacant. We're going through a program review on our campus as well, so it's kind of – we got now more pieces to the puzzle to figure out. But then what I wanted to add to the overall conversation here is that I understand the mission of this campus and one in Marshfield on a very personal level. The number of students, both these campuses and at Point as well, who are first-generation college students, the first in their families to go to college, are being served by all three campuses. My sister and I were the first in our family to graduate from high school. And I worked my way through high school, and then I started at a campus very much like the one here in Wausau. It was a two-year, we called them junior colleges back then, and it was operated by the city. And they gave me a place. They took a chance on me. And if they hadn't, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today. So I know in my heart what these campuses mean to the students that are attending here.
Today on Route 51, we're talking about the future of the UW system with Bernie Patterson, Chancellor at UW Stevens Point, Keith Montgomery, Dean, and also the Regional Executive Officer for the Northern Region. That includes UW-Marathon County, UW-Marshfield-Wood County, UW-Barron County, and UW-Marinet. And Kelly Wills, Associate Professor of Communication Arts and Theater Arts. She's taught at all three institutions. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, we may be able to squeeze in another call at 1-800-780-9. 1-800-780-9742, 1-800-780-9742, or put a comment on the Route 51 webpage, wpr.org/route51, and I'll read it on the air. We're going to take a short break. Here's James Brown telling you, don't drop out, stay in school.
So kids, stay in school, don't be no drag. Take a fool's advice and stay out of that bag. Tell me one more time. Without an education, you've got to get some money now. Without an education, don't be a dropout. Stay in school now. Listen to me.
Support for WPR comes from Port Washington Tourism, featuring boutique shopping, fine dining, and museums in downtown Port Washington, nestled on the shore of Lake Michigan. A visitor guide and more is at visitportwashington.com. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a proud sponsor of the Grand Theater's 10x10 series, featuring Madison-based folk pop group Lost Legs, February 2nd at 8. Experience the eclectic range of instrumentation and vocal harmonies of Lost Legs as they share music from their self-titled debut. Details and a chance to win tickets at wpr.org/central.
Children well, their father's health did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young taking us into the final segment of Route 51 as we talk about the restructuring of the UW system with UW Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson, UW Marathon County and UW Marshfield Wood County Dean Keith Montgomery, and Professor Kelly Wills. I'm Glenn Moberg. Let's go to the phones right now. We have Rusty in Stevens Point. Rusty, hello. You're on the air.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Just some observations. I've owned a business in Stevens Point for 30-plus years. I have talked with both staff and students from the university on many occasions. What I find is sad is, yes, it's tough to make cuts to good programs. However, there are money wasters in any organization, and there are bad choices made by the university. In the past, there was a chancellor, a woman chancellor who was hired who did a terrible job, wasted thousands of dollars of school money, funding, ended up having an accident in Madison and being removed from her job later after lying to the public about what she did.
Let's not get into personal stories here. Do you have a question for our guests?
I didn't have a question at all. I'm simply making an observation that if better choices are made, severe cuts don't have to be made.
All right. Very good, sir. Thanks so much for the phone call. And Bernie Patterson, your reaction to the fact that tough choices have to be made.
Tough choices do have to be made, and no one's perfect, and we do make mistakes, and we all do. But we're just know this, that we're doing our absolute best to manage the state resources and the funds that have been entrusted to us. For example, our administrative cost is half the national average. So we're looking at every opportunity to save money and redirect resources to serve our students better.
We're quickly running out of time here. We've got about 3 minutes left of the radio show. Keith Montgomery, any final points that you'd like to make?
Yeah, I still think I'm looking forward to this new relationship. I think it's going to bring benefits to all the partners, and that includes the communities in which we're located.
And Kelly Wills?
I hope we retain our liberal arts mission. I think that's one of my biggest concerns, too, is that we turn into a superior. We cut 25 programs because we're trying to contain costs. I would love to see some funding. If the caller thinks that we're wasting money, I wish he would visit our campus. We are rationing office supplies because we have so few funds right now. There's nothing more we can possibly cut. We are not wasting money. We never had quote-unquote slush funds on our campus, and we have been penalized for that years and years and years. And so, again, there's no waste on our campus at all, and yet we are continually having to cut resources for our students. And I will say, as a faculty member who has lived through cuts for years and years and years, we would love to be able to just to go back to our jobs. Right now, Governor Walker says he wishes that more of us spent more time in the classroom. Boy, I wish I could do that. I wish I could spend all my time focusing on lesson plans and my students and their learning and their well-being. And right now I'm on about 11 committees or so working about talking about merger. And so, again, it takes away from what we're supposed to be doing.
Bernie Patterson, you wrote in a column, we are all part of the UW system, one of the best in the nation. The highly regarded UW brand binds all 26 campuses. Has that brand been helped or hurt by the cuts of the past 8 years?
I knew of the UW system in my junior years when I was working in another state. And even then, I saw the UW as an elite higher educational system. And even today, I think our reputation is much better outside of Wisconsin than it is at home. Has it hurt our brand? It's hard to know. It's too soon to know. But I do know it's taken 4 decades to build it. And it would take a lot less time than that to tear it down.
Is it difficult to attract and retain faculty members?
It is difficult. It absolutely is difficult. They leave for higher-paying jobs. Our salaries are significantly below the national averages of other schools like us. I mean, we're not comparing ourselves to elite research institutions, but other comprehensive master's-level institutions. 95% of our faculty at Point are paid below the average of those other campuses that are very much like Stevens Point.
And I just like to finish with one of your quotes from that same column. These efforts will not be made without significant challenges as we work through the transition and a myriad of questions. We have the collective strength and stamina to overcome hurdles. We have the intellectual capacity to meet those challenges and turn them into opportunities. Thank you so much, all three of you, for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I did not think the girl could be so rude.
We want to thank today's guests, Bernie Patterson, Chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, Keith Montgomery, Dean and Regional Executive Officer for UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County. Also, Kelly Wills, Associate Professor of Communication Arts and Theater Arts. Thanks also to Marathon County Administrator Brad Carger for his help with this program. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jana Schleiss. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by Sam Cooke, The Kinks, Graham Parker, James Brown, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Steely Dan. Next week, we look at the role conservancy organizations and conservation trusts play in preserving special places and wildlife habitat in perpetuity and protecting them from development. If you missed part of this show, you can hear it again Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.